another 5-Minute Mystery. Afternoon in a small seaboard town, and in an old-fashioned house, old Doc Tucker is resting in his office, waiting for his housekeeper to bring him a cup of his beloved black coffee.
Doc Tucker, if you don't quit using that new operating table for a couch, you knew how it scares a body to walk in here and see you stretched out there.
Better than a couch, Carrie. It's adjustable. Long as I was foolish enough to buy this contraption, I might as well...
I'll get it, Doctor.
Is there a doctor here? I saw the sign. My friend, we were humming, the gun went off.
Good heavens, bring him right in. Doctor!
I'm here, Carrie. Here, young fella, put him right down here.
How is he, doctor?
Shotgun can make an awful mess of a man. Doesn't seem to be any buckshot in him, except right here where it almost tore a hole through his chest.
But how is he?
Well, I'm afraid there's not much we can do for you, friend, young fella. He's dead. Feel better now? Sort of peeled over. What's this all about?
My name is Johnson. Bertrand Johnson. His name is Billings. We were partners in business.
I see. I'll have to know what happened for my report.
Well, as I said, we were out hunting near here. That is, he was. Golf is my game. And today, he taught me how to aim and fire a shotgun.
This accident, if you could maybe tell me just how it happened.
As I told you, he'd been showing me how to aim the gun, and then some birds flew out of the bushes up ahead of us. He told me to go after them.
You only had this one gun between you?
Yes, Billings owned it.
So you went after the birds?
Every time I got near them, they flew away. I kept following them. I guess I must have lost track of direction. I saw something move in a bush and shot at it. It was Billings.
How could you make a mistake like that?
I don't know. But the bush was very thick, and it was so far away.
Far away?
It must have been at least 50 yards.
Excuse me. Carrie, can you come in here a minute?
Yes, doctor.
Here, Carrie, I want you to make a phone call. Number is on this slip of paper.
Now, I'll leave my name and address, doctor, and the name of my partner's wife. If you could telephone her before I attempt to break the news.
It won't be necessary. Your name and address, I mean.
I don't understand.
That was the sheriff I asked Carrie to get on the phone. Until he gets here, I'm holding you for murder.
What makes the doctor suspect that what appears to be a typical hunting accident is deliberate murder? Do you know the clue? We'll learn in a moment, but first...
You've no right to accuse me like this.
A little while ago, young fella, you were asking me how bad your friend was hurt, as if you didn't know. Then you told me Billings was behind a bush about 50 yards away when this accident happened. Anybody who knows about shotguns knows that the farther away the target is, the more the pattern of buckshot spreads out. The pattern of buckshot in Billings' body proves that it was no accident, that you couldn't have been more than a few feet from him when you pulled the trigger. No, my friend, your alibi missed its mark.